USA Radio News.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators have arrived in Warsaw to meet the U.S. ambassador to Poland. Senators Rob Portman of Ohio, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut will also be meeting with U.S. troops from the 82nd Airborne Division. President Biden has said if the U.S. sends in any sort of American forces to fight in Ukraine, it's the start of a greater conflict.
If we respond, it is World War III, but we have a sacred obligation. On NATO territory, a sacred obligation, Article 5.
A powerful late-winter storm is leaving thousands in the dark along the East Coast. The storm's high winds and heavy snowfall have left more than 140,000 people without power Saturday. The National Weather Service has put around 16 million people under a winter storm warning from Tennessee to Maine. Strong wind gusts and low visibility also caused a 70-vehicle pileup in central Pennsylvania Saturday, injuring multiple people. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.